Hello, can you hear me? Yes, you
Yes.
can.
Good morning. We can hear you well.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
Good morning.
morning.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
And good afternoon from Greece, yes.
Yeah, from Jordan.
Morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. Good to see you all.
Good to see you all.
Good morning, good afternoon. Before we proceed, I would kindly ask everybody to put your country name first, followed by your name. This will help us with the list of participants. If you could all have your names like that, that would be appreciated. Thank you very much.
In the interest of time, perhaps we can start. And if I may ask our secretariat to put up the agenda. So, colleagues, a very good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. It's a pleasure to welcome you to the kickoff meeting for the AP41 Ad Hoc Working Group. It's a pleasure, of course, to welcome you to kick off this meeting, and in particular, a special welcome to the chair of AP41. And the regional vice chairs, and of course, the chair of the working group, Mr. Abdul Rahman, who was chosen at last AP41. With those few words, may I invite the chair to start off the meeting? Mr. Abdul Rahman.
Sorry, I was muted. Thank you very much, Director General, and I would like to start by wishing a warm welcome to all the participants who have been able to join this call for the kickoff meeting for the ad hoc working group, which has been established by AP 41. I would like also to express the fact that for me it's a privilege and an honor to have been appointed as the chair of this working group. And I would also like to thank all the participants to the AP41 for the trust which had been vested in the Party of Cameroon and myself to lead this important work. As we all know, the working group has been tasked with an important activities, which is to provide key recommendation to be considered by the next AP in order to improve the resilience and also the work in general of our organization. So for this meeting, as has been indicated by the Director General, we have issued a draft agenda, which is now on the screen. I will start by submitting this agenda to the comment of the meeting. Is there any comments for the our draft agenda now a display on the screen? I see none. Means that that means that the agenda is approved. So I will start with the opening remarks by the ITSO Director General. DJ, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. Again, at the risk of repeating myself, I just want to wish you a very good morning, a good afternoon, good evening to colleagues, and a happy new year. First of all, in terms of the work that was before us today, and as indicated in the letters which we sent out in December 24, the primary purpose of this meeting is to kick off work of the working group that was set up at AP41. And in dealing with a number or a variety of key and important items concerning ITSO on its future, that will be handled through the work of the through the cycle of the working group. The obviously primary agenda is to sort out the what I would call the items that will set the ball rolling, through putting in place the governance structure, as well as methodology and so on. And we'll have more of these details as we go through the individual agenda items. In terms of in organizational arrangement, time-wise, we had in the letter of invitation set out that we'll be planning for 3-hour meetings as the standard sort of slot of time for each of the working groups. But of course, this is subject to your approval. And so for today, we would run for 3 hours, but most likely because of the being a kickoff meeting, chances are it will probably not require as much time as that. And in between the, or with, during the 3-hour period, the proposal would be to have a short break after maybe 1.5 hours to allow you to, you know, stretch out, you know, edit and so on, and then continue. For today, we also wanted to have a group picture, which our proposal would be to take that group picture just before we break off after 1 hour, 1 hour and a half, and before we continue after that break, if it's going to be necessary at all. So with those remarks, back to you, work chair of the working group, with your own remarks.
Thank you very much, DG. And my own opening remarks will be extremely short. I think you have already set the scene for our work today. The objective today is just to discuss about our working methods and also how we should organize our work as per the TORs provided by the AP. So mine will just maybe to seek your contribution, your active participation to the work of the working group, and also your contribution to all the activities that we are going to carry on. And one thing that is also important is this is the fact that we are not going to start from scratch. We are going to build upon the experience we had during the previous cycle, where AP40 has established two working group one and working group two. So I would like to recognize the presence among us of the chair of the AP41, which was also the previous chair of Working Group One, and also Mr. Alexandru Cosmas from Romania, and also to recognize Mr. George Wizera from Rwanda, was during the previous cycle the chair of the Working Group Two. I think they have made a great job during their tenures, and all the recommendations which were provided by the working groups were all endorsed by the AP. So we expect to build on the past experience to apply the same, to follow the same for these ad hoc working groups. So based on that, I think the Director General has provided, as an input to our meeting, a contribution that is aiming at providing elements regarding the methodology and how we could organize the work of the structure that we could be put in place in order to foster the work of these ad hoc working groups. Same as me as a chair, I've also provided a contribution, which is also available on the ITSO website. Please kindly, if you have not yet downloaded those documents, please get to the ITSO website, where you will find those two documents. And going through all these two inputs, we can see that there are, I would say, similarities in the proposal from the Director General and the one from the Working Group Chair. So therefore, during the course of our discussion today, we might not need to, I would say, to duplicate the presentation of our respective inputs, since most of the elements that we have in the contribution from the DG are similar from the one from the chair of the APE. We may use only one of them when we will get to the different subsequent item that we have indicated in the agenda for consideration, just to rely on the one of those input contribution. But the basic element, those basic contribution are still available on the website. So having said that, I would like to move on to the next item that we have on our agenda, which is the presentation of the AP 41 ad hoc working group. So I would call to the secretariat just to present that specific outcome from the last AP regarding the mandate and the terms of reference for our ad hoc working group. DJ or Renat?
Thank you, Chair. Eloisa, if you could scroll down to the presentation from Director General, that would be. So, in terms of the presentation of the AP ad hoc working group, I wanted to recall the fact that it was established by AP, by the 41st Assembly of Parties in October of 2024. And the assembly also decided that the ad hoc working group should be chaired by the Party of Cameroon, in particular by Mr. Abdourahmane El Hadja. And also the terms of reference of the working group as contained in the attachment one were approved. So the goal, primary goal of AP 41 ad hoc group is to develop a comprehensive report with strategic recommendations for consideration at the next assembly of parties. And the primary focus will be on ensuring the resilience of the ITSO and safeguarding the common heritage. But as of course, as you recall, this builds on the work which was already initiated by AP 40, Ad Hoc Working Groups 1 and 2. And in light of the recent developments in satellite industry, it's also proposed to develop measures suited to shaping what I would call shaping a stronger and more effective as well as responsive ITSO. These measures should ensure that ITSO remains closely aligned with the evolving interests of all parties and the future strategic direction of the organization. The process will involve consultations with all the relevant stakeholders, including but not limited to ITSO, the notifying administrations, Intelsat, ITU, and the parties, so that we can have a comprehensive input and alignment with industry and regulatory advancements. One of the things I think that we need to keep in mind is the fact that although the terms of reference were developed specifically for this group, as we will see in the attachment, there are decisions which were taken at the AP, which will definitely help or impact on the work of the working group. And I think as the group goes through the various elements of the work, it will be necessary to continuously recall what decisions were taken at AP 41. Now, in terms of how that would be done, of course, the Secretariat will actively support will actively support the work of the working group by proposing some maybe input contributions, because the work of the group will be primarily based on submissions or contributions from the parties. Nonetheless, you can rest assured that as Secretariat, we shall also be able to present background documents at each of the working group meetings. In response to the question from the distinguished delegate of the US about Intelsat, no, we didn't invite Intelsat to this meeting, specifically because we thought that it was necessary for the kickoff to take place first and see that we have achieved some sort of traction before we start involving them in terms of how they participate. Because obviously when we are still just setting the ground or the scene, we thought it might not be necessarily an easy approach if Intelsat is involved in the manner of discussions as opposed to the parties themselves trying to understand what needs to be done. So other than that, I think I would say that that's the presentation of the working group. Obviously, a lot of the work will be done through correspondence. But I think that also will very much depend on how the group decides on dealing with each of the terms of reference that have been set out. So having said that, Chair, I think that's all I had for the presentation on the formation of the working group, and back to you.
Thank you very much, DG. Thank you for this brief presentation of the outcome from the AP41 regarding the ad hoc working group. So I would then open the floor if there is any comments, question, or clarification research with regards to the, I would say, even the TOR for the ad hoc working group or any other elements which you think are relevant with regards to the structure of the working group.
Yeah, you talked about the terms of reference. Did you want them to be displayed for members?
Yes, we can even display them. Maybe it would help if people would like to seek more clarification about some aspect of the TORs. They are all appended to the contribution which are submitted to this meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
The terms of reference were approved, of course, at AP41. And in terms of output, the idea is to have a comprehensive report with strategic recommendations for consideration at the next assembly of parties. The focus will be on ensuring the resilience of the international COITSO and safeguarding its common heritage. Again, the objective, we build on the work initiated by AP40 ad hoc working groups 1 and 2, and in light of the recent development in satellite industries, propose to develop measures aimed at shaping a stronger, more effective and responsive ITSO. As I mentioned earlier, this process will involve consultations with all the relevant stakeholders. So if we go on the next page in terms of the terms of reference themselves, in terms of detail, there are 9 of them, which consider the various elements. We look at the consideration of the circumstances, expertise and experience of ITSO, to include a focus on the strengths, weaknesses, and opportunities in the formulation of recommendations for a more successful ITSO. And second term of reference takes into consideration recommendations working group 1 and 2 approved at AP41 and aims to consider and make recommendations to enhance the collaboration between ITSO and the notifying administrations that supports the implementation of Article 12C. The third term reviews or looks at a review and making recommendations on possible ways to improve the PSA for better collaboration between Intelsat or any other operator and ITSO. And the fourth term assesses the processes and mechanisms for the assignment and management of the common heritage, ensure its protection, and make appropriate recommendations for closer alignment between the work of ITSO and the notifying administrations. Fifth term looks at identifying and making recommendations on the various issues that may arise in connection with specific decisions that could be taken by Intelsat to any other operator, which have a direct impact on the common heritage. Term of reference 6 identifies the circumstances under which unused common heritage orbital locations could be suppressed and make recommendations for reassignment. Recommendations recommendations on mechanism of transferring the non-exploited CH to another company that has undertaken to comply with PSA obligations in term of reference number 7. And at the same time, term of reference 8 talks about what could be recommended as mechanism to fill gaps that could lead to a replacement of suppressed CH filings by new filings from other administrations, other denotifying administrations of the CH. And finally, term of reference 9 talks about further consideration and making recommendations on the proposal that was initially submitted by Region D to AP40 to have one notifying administration per region. What we have done as Secretariat was to group these terms of reference, the proposal that will come later, but basically we have grouped them into three groups so that we have three terms of reference per group. And we tried to align them in a manner that sort of correlates the details of each of the term of reference so that we can have, you know, one group assigned to one coordinator and another group to another coordinator and so on, but with close sort of relationship between the terms of reference. That grouping, I think if we can look at the annex, Eloisa, if you could move down a bit. If you move down the term of reference in the annex. Oh, yeah. Yeah, attachment number 2. We thought it would be reasonable to identify term of reference 1 with term of reference 3, term of reference 5, and call that as one group, and which would have a region to be determined, a region that deals with that, and the person to be determined to deal with that group of terms of reference. And then term of reference 2, term of reference 4, move down, Heloisa. Term of reference 4, term of reference 6 would be the second set of terms of references which are grouped together. And then the third group, which is term of reference 7, 8, and 9, would also be grouped together, and we would identify a coordinator for that set. And that way, we think that maybe it would be an efficient way of being able to deal with the terms of references. So that, in a way, sort of jumps into the working methodology. But that's the proposal in terms of how they would group. So, Mr. Chairman, I guess the delegates, I mean, colleagues who can make comments with regard to, first of all, the terms of reference as they are, if there are specific concerns on any of them. And then secondly, we could see whether the proposed grouping by the Secretariat is reasonable or not, and whether these could be regrouped separately. And then, of course, the third issue would be identifying the coordinators for each of the settings. So that's my presentation on the terms of reference, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you for this detailed presentation of the TOR as agreed by the AP41, and also for introducing the proposal from the Secretariat in terms of grouping of each of the TORs. So I will then open the floor if there is any general comments with regard to the DTOR and maybe also the proposed grouping by four of the different items so that they can be correlated and addressed by a specific group of coordinators. Any comments to that? See no hand raised. It means that all seems to be fine. So thank you very much, DG. So let's revert back to our agenda. Now we have reviewed the terms of reference. Now we move on item 4 about the proposal of the working group composition. And for that, we have a specific proposal which is included into the contribution of the DG to our meeting today. So I will also one more time, invite the DG to introduce his proposal regarding the working group composition.
Grace, if you could move back to the back into the Yes. So the proposal on working group composition. First of all, we want to note that the decision of the AP was that the working group will be open to all parties, ensuring inclusivity and broad representation. The composition itself was not addressed at AP 41, unlike the case of what happened at AP 40, where the AP itself decided on how the working groups will be composed. So that's why in this particular paper we are making a proposal, and the idea is to sort of follow the same approach of the AP 40 working groups 1 and 2, with having a core representation of a number of regional representatives, the notifying administrations, the regional vice chairs or their substitutes, and director general. And then our suggestion was that because there are a number of countries per region, which sometimes you have some larger numbers as opposed to other smaller ones, our suggestion was, unlike what we had in the previous working groups where there was a fixed number of three representatives per region, our proposal now is that the composition would be region A to have three representatives, region B to have three representatives, region C to have two representatives, region four to have four representatives, and region E to have three representatives. So that will make a total of 15. Well, no, not really 15. I think it's 8, 6, 8, 12, 15, yeah. 15 in terms of total. And then we also propose that, of course, the notifying administrations are members of the working group in their own right. And as well as the regional vice chairs constitute the membership of their regions, taking into account their availability and the form the ISO Secretariat by February 5th, the names and contact details of the representatives from their regions. So basically, in terms of totality, it's 15 as core members or experts, if you want to call them that. And then you'd have notifying administrations, you would have regional vice chairs or their substitutes, and the director general. And then the actual meetings, when they take place, the group will be open to all member states. So the numbers, I guess, will vary from meeting to meeting. But by having a core group of a number of representatives per region, we can specifically be able to ensure that there's broad participation by the entire ITSO. That's the proposal with regard to the working group composition.
Thank you very much, DG, for introducing your proposal regarding the working group composition. So I would like to emphasize on one aspect is the fact that participation to the work of the working group is open on all parties, and this principle will remain. All parties will be able to continue to participate to the activities of this ad hoc working group and also submit contribution. But of course, as indicated by the Director General, in order to make sure that we have a broad representation and inclusivity, we thought that it will be useful to have, I would say, focal points from the different region for the activities of the working group. So that's I would say the the background beyond this proposal of having equal representation. So this will not impede the participation from any party or membership, but it's just to have a kind of focal point for each of the region to the work of the other working group. So I submit this proposal to the meeting. Is there any comments with regards to the proposed suggestion regarding the composition of the working group?
There is a question from the US about, or maybe let's take all questions first. We have a question from US about the whether it's necessary to decide on the core membership if the group is open to all members. And then maybe we take next question from Ama in France first, then we can come back to
Okay, thanks,
answering the
TG.
question.
We will take the question from France and then we will get to the question in the chat from US from Doug. France, please.
So, thank you, Chair. You can hear me?
Loud and clear, please proceed.
Yes, thank you very much. So my question would be first a comment, the same as expressed by Doug. We don't really understand the need to define the representative of different regions when we state first that the working group is open to all parties. We already had the two groups in the last cycle. We decided to have only one. So we don't see, in fact, we don't understand the need to make those designate those representatives from the different region. Maybe you can explain it again, please.
Thank you very much, Franz. So, as I have indicated previously, the idea for us is to have focal points in each of the region, especially in light of the fact that most of the work will be carried, I would say, offline through email discussion. And in order to progress on some of the aspects, and even to seek the comments from the different parties, sometimes it's much more easier to have a kind of core group that will be able to discuss or with whom we can share a view. So that was the idea behind of having such kind of, I would say, core representation. The idea is to have focal points from each of the region which we can consult on specific issue. Of course, this does not prevent having broader, I would say, consultation during our formal meeting that we may have. And of course, regarding all the I would say the email threads that will be set up by the different coordinators, they will be open to anyone who is willing to participate to those discussions. So that's the idea behind. And we were just trying to build upon what has happened during the previous cycle with the other group one and two. It was really effective, and we've been able to make good progress on specific items which were for which we were. More time was needed to discuss offline. But I see a hand raised from Dr. Bianca, which is the Vice Chair for Region B. You have the floor, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and hello. I'm sorry, I was a little bit late and maybe I missed some of the information. I actually share the concern from the Party of the United States and from France. I still not quite understand what the difference will be between the fixed three representatives of the regions and the other parties. Will they be then observers, or how actively can they participate then in the group? And the other question is that I noticed that members of the panel of legal experts are participating in the meeting. Will they be part of the working group, or why does the panel of ex legal experts also participate in this meeting? Thank you.
Thank you very much. I would since the question is quite similar for the previous one. So the idea of the representative for me is just having focal points for each of the region, and to make sure that each time we may like to share some information or we would like to discuss or to progress on some specific aspect, we make sure that at least we have a minimum group of people from the different region which have been consulted. But of course, I have, as I said, the activities or the work of the ad hoc is open to all parties. When we will have our meetings, then parties could attend the meeting. They could also be part of any offline discussion which might be organized, or even any specific talks or chat that will be conducted by the TUR coordinators. But it's not it, it 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 was just a proposal to build upon what has happened during the previous cycle to make sure that we have involved a broad range of group of peoples. But if the meeting fails, that there is no need to have such kind of core group or core representation for the different region for the activities of the working group, so we might not follow that way. But our intention was more to have a kind of active peoples that will be able to contribute to the work in order to progress the different issues that we have on hand. As you have seen, there are nine, I will say, items or topics which have been identified for which we will need to provide some recommendation to the next AP. So it means that we this will need a kind of, I will say, extensive engagement of the participant to this working group in order to progress those items. So the idea was a kind of identifying focal point or experts that are willing to participate. But even during the previous cycle, where the composition of the group was determined by the AP, it was still open to other parties, even though they were not amongst, I would say, the identified representatives. And you have also seen that the proposal is to go through the regional vice chair, maybe to make the internal consultation within the region to identify whose administration or whose experts are willing to actively contribute to that work. Then, with regards to the participation on of the members, I will say the consultant from the ITSO secretariat, I will maybe ask the DG to come on that. DG, please.
Thank you, Chair. No, I think the question, well, I guess the question which Bianca was talking about was the PLOE, the panel of legal experts. No, we haven't invited the panel of legal experts to participate in this because the panel of legal experts has got a very specific responsibility, which is different from what we are trying to do in the working group. So, but of course, there may be some members of the panel of legal experts who are in their own right interested in participating in this working group. So they will do that in their individual capacities, but not as members of PLOE. On the issue of the as mentioned by Chair, I think our concern really was about the global nature of representation. Obviously, you can say it is open to everybody and everybody can participate, but past experiences have shown that sometimes you tend to have a situation where some of the regions may not be actively contributing or participating. So there could be two options. I mean, it was just a proposal from us, but we can, you know, it can be set aside. And then you see how the participation was in the first maybe three, four meetings. And if there's concern that there's need to focus on having specific participation from some regions, then maybe you could go back to suggesting there should be a core group. But there was no intention to limit the participation of the entire ITSO as a group. So, Chair, back to you.
Thank you very much, DG. And there was also one question from the US about whether the composition will require that those representatives attend all the meetings. So our preference will be that those peoples attend all the meetings. So the idea of having, I would say, this core representation was the fact that they will commit themselves. It's not us that will request them, because everyone is most welcome to attend. Maybe they could commit themselves to attend the different meetings in order to help us to progress effectively towards the objective which have been assigned to our group. It's really a plea to have those peoples, those experts, been identified and make themselves as much as possible available to attend the meetings, and also to follow the different, I would say, traits that will be set up by the coordinators with regard to the discussion on the specific items that will be under their purview. So, with that, any further comments with regard to the composition of the working group? So, if there is no more request for the floor, so what I will suggest is that we would not, I will say, limit the number of the representatives for the core representation, but we would encourage the regional vice chair to have some kind of consultation with the membership of their region to identify those, I would say, representative or experts who are willing to participate actively to the work of the group, so that we can have, I would say, a kind of list of experts that will follow the different discussion. They will be included in the different mailing list that will be established for by the different TUR coordination, so that they could be also they would receive information, I would say, live information about the progress, or they could be also consulted if there is any specific issues that will need urgent consultation before our formal meeting. I don't know if this way forward is agreeable to the meeting.
Yes, just to make sure I
Yes.
understand. So, Mr. Chair, what you are suggesting is that first of all, the choice of having representatives per region becomes optional, and that if a region feels that they must, that if a region feels that they need to have a focus on issues by appointing a number of representatives for their region, then they could be limited to the maximum, limited to a maximum number as proposed by the secretariat. But if a region doesn't have any specific wish to, or they don't come up with any choice of country or of experts to participate, then so be it. There's no obligation to do so. Is that, in summary, what you're proposing, Mr. Chair?
Thank you, DG. So my the first point is the fact that for me, for the time being, we will not establish a kind of cap in the number of representatives per region. So we will just encourage region to provide names of representative or experts who might form, I will say, this core representation. So they will be like a focal point for the discussion we may have, I would say, offline discussion. Offline discussion meaning the discussion that will be held outside the formal session, the live session we may have from these other groups. So currently, I don't want, since I don't want to limit the number of representatives, even a region. For example, Region C, now we are proposing to have two representatives. If there are three administrations who are interested in, then we would take those three administration into consideration for the time being. So we really encourage the different vice chair to provide, to consult with the membership in the region and provide, I would say, names of the core experts for the working group. So I hope this will just clarify the issue, DJ. DJ?
Yes, Chair, that is clear. And I think also what we have a comment from Doug that the regional the executive organ will need to communicate with the parties to collect names of representatives. Yes, we will do that. And understandably, the vice chairs don't have close, I mean, the contact details, so we'll do that.
Thank you, DJ. So, as we progress, we will see how things will go and see whether we would need to review the approach. For the time being, I wish that we could handle the issue like this. The regional vice chair and with the assistance of the ITSO secretariat would communicate with the different parties to see which experts they could nominate to be part of this core representation group for the working group. Thank you very much. So let's move on to the next issue. Working methodology, leadership, and TOR coordinators. Once again, I would call upon the DG. If he can present the proposal on those topics.
Thank you. The working methodology, leadership, and TOS coordinators. We, of course, propose that the working group be conducted remotely with the support of its secretariat. Our proposal is to have between 4 and 6 meetings between January and November of this year, with the possibility of adapting the schedule contained in item 5 of the document in accordance with the activity. And the idea here is to try to have these meetings in sufficient meetings to be able to have a report going to the ISC, which provisionally is being planned for the for March of next year. On the meetings, they will be conducted exclusively in English. We also propose that the drafting work will be carried out by correspondence, in order to ensure that well, to be co by correspondence, in order to ensure that all the details can be captured. We also propose, as I mentioned earlier, to group the TOS into related issues, and then designate coordinators and vice coordinators for the terms of the references. And we have some proposals on this. The working group shall designate the coordinators and vice coordinators for each TOR grouping during the first meeting of the working group. So I will be, will be providing some suggestions, but of course, the actual final decisions would be made by yourself. We also propose that each coordinator shall initiate discussion documents on the specific terms of reference based on the contributions which are submitted by the members of the working group, or the regional vice chairs, or the ITSO secretariat, or any other ITSO party. And the contributions shall be submitted to the secretariat with the copies to coordinators of the TOR and the regional vice chairs as per attachment 3. We propose also that the ITSO secretariat shall post all updated documents in Word format available for download on the ITSO website under About Us, Stroke Governance, and so on. The working documents will be reviewed and approved during the working group meetings on a consensus basis. In case of lack of consensus on a particular text, alternative options may be developed, and all the respective text shall be kept in brackets and presented as such to the ISC and OAP 42 when the time comes. The agenda and documents of each meeting shall be circulated to all members at least 1 week before the meeting. And nonetheless, if the meeting agrees, a specific document or proposal may be discussed within a regular meeting even if it has been circulated or submitted less than a week before the meeting. We also suggest that in the case of additional information needed or required from any other ITSO structure, the working group may rely on liaison statements. And then finally, the chair, assisted by the two rapporteurs of the working group and ITSO secretariat, shall compile all documents from the coordinators of the term of reference, and the compiled and approved report shall be then, of course, forwarded to ICOAP 42. Reza, if you could move that up a bit more in the document. That, in essence, is what we are proposing as the methodology. And, of course, we are open to discussion on that, and modifications, improvements, changes, and so on. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, DG. Thank you for introducing the proposal regarding the methodology, the leaderships, and the grouping for the TORs. I would then open the floor if there is any comments, question, or clarification with regards to the proposal just introduced by the DG. I see no request for the floor, so it seems that all is fine. So we can agree with the methodology, the leadership, and the grouping for the TORs as proposed. Then this is agreed. Renata, could you open the contribution from the chair of the ad hoc? Yes, with regards to the methodology. Yes, the proposed leadership. Yes, in my specific proposal, I have also suggested that two rapporteurs will be nominated. The rapporteurs will assist the chair in preparing summary minutes for the working group meeting, as well as preparing documents and finalizing the working group reports. For that, we have conducted some consultation, and from the outcome of the consultation, we have the party of Uganda and the party of Turkey, which have provided volunteer for the position of rapporteur for the working group. DJ, could you confirm that?
Yes, Chair. That's what we have. What, of course, first is for the working group itself. There may be volunteers for the various tasks, but just to facilitate the movement, or if there aren't any volunteers, as you mentioned yourself, we have done some behind the scenes consultation, and I'm glad to say that the party, for example, of Uganda, would be willing to take up a rapporteurship, and of course, for the Jamaica, again, the idea would be if they're willing to take it up as a rapporteur as well, then those would provide the rapporteurs. And then we also have some suggestions in terms of coordinators. We had suggested, I think, that in terms of the groupings, the first grouping, which looks to combining terms of reference 1, 3, and 5, I think suggesting is we could have someone coming from region A to be a coordinator for that set of grouping of terms of reference, and maybe the terms of reference, which are for 2, 4, and 6, a coordinator could be from region B. And then for the coordinate, for the coordination, for the terms of reference, 7, 8, and 9, the coordinator for that would be from region D. For purposes of ease of the meeting, we could have a display of those, the groupings again of the terms of reference as shown in the annex of DG's paper. Eloisa, if you could show the groupings of the terms of reference again in DG's paper. Yes. So TO 1, 3, and 5. Our proposal would be that region A takes up this grouping. And then TO 2, 4, and 6, our proposal would be that will be taken up by region B. And then TO 7, 8, and 9 would be taken up by region D. There are some specific proposals, but I will pause there so that if there are any immediate reactions, we could have that from the membership right now. But we have confirmation that Jamaica is willing to take up rapporteurship if the group so decides, and I think also from Uganda.
Thank you very much, DG. So let's start with the rapporteur. First is Uganda. So thank you. Uganda is confirming the availability to provide a volunteer for rapporteuring. For the second position of rapporteur, I have mentioned that we have Turkey. Turkey, would you like to confirm that you are willing to provide a volunteer for rapporteuring?
Mr. Chairman, I think Turkey is not in the meeting.
Oh, Turkey is not in the meeting. Okay, thank you. So let's look at the coordinator for the TORs. So for the coordinators, for the first group where we have TOR, please, Renata, could you display TOR 1, 3, and 5? The suggestion was to have a coordinator from region E. I see that Jamaica.
Hey.
Region A? Yes, please.
Yes.
Region A. It seems that Jamaica will be available to take up the task.
Yes, Chair. Just confirming that we will be taking up the task. Just that this director is what you need, and we will have it done. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Jamaica. Thank you for accepting to take up the task for the coordinator for TOR 1, 3, and 5. So now looking at the second group for TOR 2, 4, and 6, here, the proposal was to have an administration from region B. In the region B, we've had some consultation with France. France, would you like to confirm that you will be available to take up the task for being the coordinators for TORs 4 and 6? France, please.
Yes. Bonjour, Abdurrahman. Good afternoon to everybody. So this is Thomas Welter speaking. Yes, we have been contacted by the chairman on this. We are considering it, but we would like to discuss also with the other region B members on this. So we are not in a position to take a decision at this meeting, but we will let you know through the region B chair. It could be France, it could also be another administration. We will of course do our share of the work, but I think we prefer to discuss it in a regional meeting first. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, France, and thank you also for the support. And I think it's a good way forward to have the consultation in amongst Region B. But of course, what we would keep here is the fact that Region B is willing to take up the task for coordinating the second group of TORs, which contain TORs 2, 4, and 6. So let's move on to the last group, where we have TOR 7, 8, and 9. Here, the proposal was to have the coordinator from Region D. We had some consultation with Region D, and the proposal here is to have Rwanda. George Kwizera was already the chair of the previous working group too, that agreed to take up the task for coordinator for these, the TOR 7, 8, and 9. Rwanda, could you confirm that?
Thank you, Chair. So we confirm.
Thank you very much.
To
So,
coordinate terms of reference. Thank you.
we have already for the coordinators region, for the first group, region A, Jamaica, the second group, region B. There will be consultation about amongst the member of region B to provide the name of the coordinators there. For the third group, we will have Region D. The coordinator there will be Mr. George Kwizera from Rwanda. So now let's look at for the vice coordinators. DG?
For the vice coordinator's chair, I think the proposal was to have for region A, I mean for term of reference, the first grouping of term of reference 1, 3, and 5 would have, and here the proposal is to have the vice either from Azerbaijan or Poland. So if there is if either Azerbaijan or Poland could confirm, that would be for the vice coordinator for that. And then for the second set of terms of reference, the proposal, I think it was for Jordan, Region E, to take up the vice coordination role for that second term set of terms of reference. And then for the third terms of reference, we could have perhaps India. Those were the suggestions from the Secretariat and with consultation.
Thank you very much, DG. So, for the vice coordinator for the first grouping, TORs 1, 3, and 5. So, here the proposal is to have someone from Region C. So, we are seeking if either Azerbaijan, Poland, or any other members from Region C could provide, could nominate someone for the position of vice coordinators. Could we have an indication of for one of those administration whether they will be able to support that work with by providing an expert that will take up the role of vice coordinator? Are we having someone from Azerbaijan or Poland or any other Region C administration? If not, then we would liaise with the vice chair for Region C to see to help us to identify an expert that could take up the role for vice coordinator for the first grouping of TORs. So let's get now to the second grouping where we have TOR 2, 4, and 6. Here it's Region E. The proposal is to seek whether Jordan could provide a volunteer. Jordan?
Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon for everybody. We can confirm that we can be in this position for Vice Chair for TOR 246 if no any state or member in the region does not accept to be there. So if it is, if all in the region accept that, we are willing to be in this position. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jordan. Thank you very much. Thank you for accepting to take up that task. So next, for the last grouping, where we have the TORs, could you scroll down, Renata? Renata?
Luisa, can you please scroll down?
Yeah.
Thank you.
For TOR 7, 8, and 9, here the proposal is to seek whether India is willing to nominate someone as vice coordinator. India?
Mr. Chairman, we don't have anyone from India in the meeting.
Okay, so we would then have offline consultation to identify someone for the role of vice coordinator for the last group for TOR 7, 8, and 9. So with that, we have concluded with the appointment of the leadership regarding the TORs groupings. Thank you. Could we now revert to the agenda? Next is the calendar of meetings. So I would once more call upon the DG to introduce the proposal with regards to the calendar of meetings for the ad hoc working group. DG, please.
Thank you, Chair. The calendar of meetings is proposed in paragraph 5 of the document. Of course, January 28 is the kickoff meeting, which you have held today, and thank you very much, all of you. The next date is proposed to be March 25th for Working Group 2, Working Group Meeting 2, and then May 20th, Working Group Meeting 3, June 24th, Meeting 4. Then you have the summer break, so most people will obviously not be available. And then the next meeting, 5, would be in September, September 9th. And then November 4th would be meeting number 6, after which then the interim report will be prepared with a target of having that report submitted for ISE 26, that is provisionally envisaged to be in the month of March 2026. And of course, that is still pending confirmation. Pending confirmation, AP 42 is still pending confirmation. But that is tentatively being looked at to be in September stroke October of 2026. So this is the proposed sort of set out, but of course each working group would have the, can take a decision as to whether this timing has to be that or there could be a need for change. But the idea is to do it, the meeting more or less every other month, except in between May and June, where the idea was to try to wind off the fourth meeting before the summer break takes place. That's the proposal, Chair, to the meeting.
Thank you very much, DG. So, as indicated by the digit, all those are tentative dates for the meeting for the other working groups. Of course, at each meeting, we'll be able to confirm the date for the next meeting. So, any general comments with regards to the calendar of meetings?
Mr. Chairman, there is a question
A
from the United
question
States.
from yes,
Yes.
of course.
The
Oh,
question
sorry.
from the US, will the working group continue to work after EAC 26? Yes, of course, because based on the comments that and the feedback that we'll get from the IAC 26, we should have some maybe further meetings to take them into consideration and to prepare the final input that should be submitted to the AP. But considering the different the dates for the IAC and also the AP, it means that we might not have more than two or three meetings, taking into account the time needed to have all the document finalized document to be submitted to the AP finalized. So I think as we did during the previous cycle, we would have meetings after the IAC 26. DJ, could you confirm that?
Yes, I can confirm that. I think from the practical point of view, you may want to consider having two meetings at the most, so that by summer of 26, you are done with all meetings of the working group, and also taking into account the need for having AP documents prepared, translated, and posted well ahead of the meeting. If it is in September, it really means that you really have maybe at the very most two meetings of the working group after the March 26 IAC.
Thank you. Thank you, DG. If there is no more question or comments with regard to the tentative dates for our future meeting, so we can agree to that. And our next meeting was confirmed then for the 25th of March. Okay, thank you. So let's revert to our agenda, revert back to our agenda. Any other business? Now, any other business? Floor is open. France, please.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I have a question. At the last AP, we decided some terms of reference for the working group, but we also decided to validate some recommendations that were taken in the last cycle. So I would like to have an update from the Director General or the Secretariat from Itso about the elements that they were supposed to publish on the Itso website dealing with the different license of Intelsat. Did you initiate anything about this task?
Thank you, France. DG?
No, unfortunately, I don't have any specific newer information to provide to Amand, the delegate from France. But in the course of following this meeting between this meeting and of course the next meeting of the working group, that information will be published. And of course there is a question from US about sending out the meeting invites for all planned working group meetings. This will help to have these on our calendars. So I don't know whether Doug is suggesting that the invites for this meeting should be sent out now, or whether you are asking that that should happen at each meeting of the working group, since there's two meetings. Oh, now, yeah. I mean, if the timetable has been approved as it is now, tentative work invitations could be sent out. I think so,
Thank you,
and
DG.
that
But
can.
I think yes, okay. So yes, I think the US has mentioned we can always change them later. Okay. So I was thinking that the firm date that we have now is for our next meeting, but generally it's well, as soon as the date has been agreed, then the invite could be sent out. Franz, please.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I have a second comment. During the last IP, we discussed what to do when there is an impact on a finding from the common heritage. And one of the requests from the parties was to say, each time there is an impact on a finding of the common heritage, we want to know what are the country in the service area of this finding. I did check the last information provided by the DG on the website dealing with Intelsat 33 East. And again, we cannot find this information. So I said it again. We would like to see each time there is an impact on a filing of the ITSO, the list of countries that are inside the service area of this filing. I think this is important to make concerned country aware of what they may have lost or what they may lost in the future if there is any problem. So if possible that you can take care of this for each new, I would say, impact that could be detected and would be provided to us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Franz. DG, would you like to comment on that or to react?
You know, we have taken note of the request from France. What I can say that in the case of 33E, we did get information that there was no, well, the Intelsat worked around the clock to ensure that the continuity of service was there. So to the extent I think the list of countries impacted is necessary to have it, but I think the bigger issue would be whether there is continuous absence of service to any particular country, which fortunately for the last case there wasn't. But definitely, as requested, that's something that we shall follow through with Intelsat on. And we have, of course, anything to report, but we had a very good meeting with the FCC and US State Department and other and NTIA and other representatives of agencies in the month of December. Which I think to our from our own point of view was extremely useful and helpful in ensuring that information which we have to get from Intelsat is received in time. So let me use this opportunity also to thank the US for having arranged that meeting, which was extremely helpful and extremely useful in terms of helping ITSO to be able to keep abreast with what is happening in the case of Intelsat performance. But yes, we'll follow that through as requested by France.
Okay, thank you very much, DJ. Any further requests for the floor? Any other requests for the floor? I see none. Thank you. So let's get to the closing remarks. Maybe the DJ will start first.
On my part, of course, as well as on behalf of the Secretariat, my colleagues, you know, Renata, Julian, Mori, and of course, Heloisa, one thank you all for having made time to attend this kickoff meeting. We want to thank you for the cooperation that has been given in trying to arrive at outcomes that will ensure that the working group will be successful in its work moving forward. I can only assure you that our Secretariat will do our very best to ensure that this continues to be the kind of expectation that you would like from us for all the meetings of the working group going forward. And I think one can only say that given the attendance that we have had today, it's very, very encouraging to see how many people have attended, which in itself shows the commitment that the ITSO parties have towards ensuring that the decisions taken at AP41 are taken to conclusion by working with the working group in this manner. So really, it's a major word of thanks for to all of you for having attended the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, DG. I see a handwill from Paraguay. You have the floor, please.
Thank you very much. Good morning and good day for everyone. I just wanted to ask if the video of the recording will be available in the platform later, since I saw that the meeting was recorded.
Thank you very much, Paraguay. DG?
Yes, we shall make the recording available on the website like we have done in the past.
Okay, thank you, DG.
Chair, can you hear me?
Yes, Uganda, please, you have the floor.
Good afternoon, Chair. Good morning, members, wherever you are. Chair, thank you very much for steering the meeting and the DG's presentation and all contribution from members that have participated. Chair, mine is an inquiry regarding the working group rapporteurs. Do we kickstart our work in the next meeting of March? That did not come out clearly. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you for Uganda. Please, I didn't catch up well your question. I think the line was like blurry. Could you come again for your question?
Chair, I'm inquiring, when does the rapporteuring of the working group commence? Is it the next working group meeting? Because that was not clarified. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Yes, it will be for the next meeting. So today was just the kickoff meeting. The aim of this meeting was to agree on the working methodology, the leaderships, and also, I would say, the other elements that would help us to progress towards this work. So of course, the first step will be for the different members, for the different administration who have agreed to provide volunteers for the different position to provide the names of contact and the names and contacts of the nominees. For example, for the rapporteur for the adult group, Uganda, we would need you to send to the ITO secretariat the name and the contact of the person. Same will be for the TORs, coordinators, and also the vice coordinators for the TORs, especially for those administration who have already accepted to take up the task. Please kindly forward to the ITO secretariat right after the meeting the names and contacts of the person that will act on those positions. And from our side, with the ITO secretariat, we would continue to consult for filling up the remaining position, especially for the vice coordinator and the second rapporteur for the ad hoc working group. So also, I would like also to encourage the different members to submit contribution on the different topics that should be addressed through the different TORs. As indicated, we could not make any progress, and even the TORs coordinators could not start their works if they are not fit with contribution or materials that would twist their work. So I really encourage all the members to submit their contribution to the ITO secretariat on the different aspects, and then they would be handled by the TOR coordinators that will also at the same time try to establish, I would say, mailing list with those experts who are specifically interested in working on those aspects. And we would also, I would say, kindly request the vice, the regional vice chair, with the assistance of the ITO secretariat, to liaise with the members of the region to identify the key experts that will be part of the core representation that would allow us to progress our work in between our formal meetings. So, with that, I want to thank you all for taking your time to attend this first meeting for the ad hoc working group. Thank you also for being so efficient. We've planned to have two slots, but it seems that we will not need to have the second slot of this day, meaning that we have been so efficient. We have been able to go through the different topics we have in our agenda items. Thank you for that, and thank you for the support. So, with that, meeting is closed. Bye bye.
Before you close, Chair, we had wanted to have a group photo.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
So I
that.
think
Yes.
the request would be for everybody to put on their camera, and then Renata will tell us how the picture is going to be taken.
Yes, thank you very much. So if everybody can put their cameras, and then the secretariat will be taking screenshots for each page. So she will be guiding you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm gonna take for it's two pages. So first page, I'm gonna take it now. Just second, everybody
We
will.
need to smile.
Yes, have your best smiles.
One second, I'm gonna go to the second one. Just a second.
Luisa, please let us know when you're doing first page, second, so people can be smiling. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna do the first again since there was some out of the camera. Smile. The first one, 1 second, I need to save. Now, second page. Everybody, camera, smile. Some are not in the camera, but I think they are not Paraguay. There is some from Uganda, George Whelan, no camera. Okay, Tunisia, no camera. I think some people might not be in the desk. Everybody smile. 1, 2, 3. Good. Okay, I did the second one. Saving.
That's it.
Yeah, I think so because some are
Thank you
not.
very much.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you all. Thank you. Bye.
Have a good day. Good morning, everyone. Good night.
Good morning and good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye,
Bye.
everyone.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Nice to meet
Bye.
you very much.
Bye,
Bye-bye.
everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, Dubai. Bye.
goodbye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. I love that.
Gonna close the meeting now. Bye bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye, Louisa. Thank you.
Thank you.